At Imaginary Stations, we ask big questions. What did you know, and when did you know it? Does it take one to know one? Does anybody really know when tea time is? And more than that, where's me jumper? Now is the time to tune into Shortwave as we broadcast KNOW for your intellectual and musical edification. We invite you to be in the present, in the moment, and in the know with the Skybird crew as we set sail into the ionosphere of kindling never-ending, ongoing wonder. It's KNOW from Imaginary Stations.
Good hello, I'm Dr. Jacques Cocteau, and you are listening to No Radio, kindling, never-ending, ongoing wonder.
So we can let go and remove clothes and trade loads like the type of tongue that roots from your breast and it shakes your pretty little clavicle. A good friend is walking. Leave your eyes at the horizon's dead door, 'cause you won't need them anymore. The children, da 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 dum, spend the dawning, da 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 dum, in the morning, da 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 da, disappearing. Appeared as a seed of love, you know, the earth births the vegetables. We all know, we all know.
Sometimes ideas, like men, jump up and say, hello. They introduce themselves, these ideas, with words. Are they words? These ideas speak so strangely. All that we see in this world is based on someone's ideas. Some ideas are destructive, some are constructive. Some ideas can arrive in the form of a dream. I can say it again. Some ideas arrive in the form of a dream.
Okay, Tom, I'll thrust aft, 2 feet per second, I'll stop, I'll start thrusting forward, and you stage fire.
Distance, a ribbon of black, stretched to the point of no turning back. A flight of fancy on a windswept field. Standing alone, my senses reel. A fatal attraction's holding me fast. How can I escape this irresistible grasp? Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit I. Ice is forming on the tips of my wings. Unheeded warnings, I thought of everything. No navigator to find my way home. Unladen, empty, and turned to stone. A soul in tension that's learning to fly. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit I. Above the planet, on a wing and a prayer. My grubby halo, a vapor trail in the empty air. Across the clouds, I see my shadow fly. Out of the corner of my watering eye, a dream unthreatened by the morning light. Could blow this soul right through the roof of the night. There's no sensation to compare with this. Suspended animation, a state of bliss. Can't keep my mind from the circling skies. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit eye. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home.
Let me tell you what happened there real quick as we come around with this dispersion burn.
Thank you.
heart. It is a physical organ, we all know. But how much more an emotional organ? This we also know. Love, like blood, flows from the heart. Are blood and love related? Does a heart pump blood as it pumps love? Is love the blood of the universe?
You're listening to something different for your airwaves. Imaginary stations.
One Deck Pete presents. Have you got the knowledge?
My name is Mr. Burgess. No applause, please. And this little chat is known as your acceptance interview, which means that you are now, starting today, officially on the knowledge, which, by a remarkable twist of logic, brings us to question number one. Namely, what exactly is the knowledge?
Well, all it is really is boning up in your head all the macaroni about...
Thank you, Mr. Weller. That was known as a rhetorical question. I know what the knowledge is. In other words, I tell you. In other words, you keep your mouth shut and listen. You might learn something.
Thank you. you told me off the rack. And you off the wind, and you told me off the valley.
Yes, Mr. Lord,
you walk down the street in chat with everyone. You
yes, Mr. Lord,
always brag and boast and pretend you know the most. What you gonna do? Tell me what you gonna say. No one at all, listen to the words you say. What you gonna do when no one will hear to you? Mr. No One, Mr. No One. You about the greener, you told me off the start. Yet you carry news where the new will fall. I asked you about the bus and you told me off the car. I know, yes, I know that the day will come. No one at all will listen to you. Whoa. What you gonna do? Tell me what you gonna do. No one will listen to you. Oh, Mr. No One, you don't know nothing at all. About the cat you told me off the rack.
Number one, the larch. The larch. The larch.
You're listening to Imaginary Stations on Shortwave. Contact us at imaginarystations@gmail.com.
That's imaginarystations@gmail.com.
And this is Imaginary Station KNOW.
so I can't imagine why. Don't have time enough to cry. And I was walking down the street one day. A pretty lady looked at me and set her diamond watch had stopped.
Listening to something different for your airwaves. Imaginary Stations.
Thank you. I could save time in a bottle. The first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I wanna go through time with.
I know where the cops hang out when I come home late at night. So then I know when to cruise or take it light. I know. And I know when the radio's wrong and when the weatherman is jive. I've seen the news, still it's good to be alive. I know. And I know that the church bells ring on the Sundays in this town, and I know enough to come indoors when the rain is pouring down. And I know if you left me here, I would be a poorer man. This world with you is a place I understand. I know. And I know if I had my way, I would never end this ride. These hills will do if you need a place to hide. I know.
less than the trees and the stars. You have arrived.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child
of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child of the universe.
You've been in the know with KNOW from Imaginary Stations. I'm DJ Frederick, and on behalf of One Deck Pete and Justin Patrick Moore, wishing you many blessings until our next broadcast.
I live my life in growing orbits. which move out over the things of the world. Perhaps I'll never achieve the last, but that'll be my attempt. I am circling around God, around the ancient tower, and I have been circling for 1,000 years, and I still don't know if I am a falcon or a storm or a great song. I still don't know if I'm a falcon or a storm or a great song.